With all the technology that exists today, a lot of people think it's even easier now than it's ever been to sell their home on their own. According to the National Association of Realtors, last year was actually the smallest percentage of homes for sale by owner that have ever closed since they began tracking that number. Find out why selling your home on your own may be harder than you think. Marketing online is harder than it looks. Everybody knows there's a lot of great consumer-facing websites out there for selling real estate. There's Zillow, there's Trulia, and a million others that are out there. But guess what? Marketing your home online is actually a lot harder than it looks. Just sticking it up on the MLS is one thing that an agent can do to get it out to a lot more people than you realize. By not having it in the MLS, you're also missing out on realtors who are paying attention, who are working with buyers who may be interested in your home. So, just because you can put it up online doesn't necessarily mean you're getting it in front of eyeballs of people who are actually looking. Pricing it right. If you're trying to sell it on your own, how are you sure that you actually got it priced right? You may be too high or you may be too low. The truth is I've heard stories of both directions on a lot of things. A lot of people think if they just check out the Zestimate or see what's sold in their neighborhood, they can easily come up with the right price for their home. That's just not the case. There are several other factors that go into determining a good market value. Having a real estate agent help you out with determining what's the best price is absolutely something that can end up putting more money in your pocket in the long run. People don't even realize the fact that if they overprice the home, most buyers in the market today aren't willing to even try to come in and make an offer and negotiate. If you start too high, you're gonna end up coming off the price probably too far and end up making less money than if you just listed it in the first place. How much should you invest? Before you put your house on the market, you're probably thinking about making some improvements to make sure your curb appeal looks a little bit better, or maybe just freshen up the interior of your home. How do you know what's a good amount of money to spend? Well, having a professional come in and evaluate your property to tell you exactly where to invest your dollars and tell you whether or not you should spend as much as you're thinking is definitely something that's gonna help out. A lot of people go completely overboard with how much money they put in before they get their house on the market, and it looks fantastic, but they don't realize a lot of the projects that they've done just don't increase the value as much as they were hoping, and they end up losing money on that investment because they put too much in to make it look good. Setting up showings. Let's face it, showings is something that you're absolutely gonna have to deal with, whether that's with an agent or on your own. Having other people come to your house to take a look is something that can become very frustrating. If you've got a hot property, you may be getting inundated with calls, texts, and messages from people who wanna come and see your house. And if you're also working, you've got a very limited schedule to try to fit them all in. That's where having an agent who can help take care of all that for you is absolutely imperative. If you're at work 40 hours a week and you only have nights and weekends to try to show the house, you're probably not gonna get very much rest and you're gonna get stressed out a lot faster than you think. Paperwork. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. You're selling your home. It's your single largest financial investment. Do you really know all the paperwork that you need to have filled out? Are you sure you're handling the transaction in the best way to represent your own interests? A lot of people don't know exactly what they need to do or the paperwork that needs to be filled out to get through an actual sale or a transaction in real estate. A real estate professional does this all the time, so they know all the documents, all the disclosures, and all of the things that need to be taken care of to make sure that your transaction goes as smoothly as possible. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Aaron Advantage Podcast. These are just some of the reasons that selling your home on your own sometimes fails. Be sure to tweet me at Aaron Advantage if you've got any horror stories from when you've tried to sell your home on your own.